Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines grace as unmerited divine assistance given to humans for their regeneration or sanctification, a virtue coming from God, a state of sanctification enjoyed through divine assistance. As that definition reveals to us, we cannot earn grace from God, no matter how hard we work or how much we live His Word, or at least try to. Grace is one of the most vital ways that God blesses us with salvation. Grace is what God provides us with as part of His love for us. It's what He gives us, which many times we don't know that we even need. Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 and 9 explains it this way, "Therefore do not be ashamed at the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, His prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel, according to the power of God, who has served us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began." Do you know that holy grace is barely mentioned in the Old Testament? Which brings us to a pop quiz. How many times in the New Testament does Jesus specifically mention grace? The answer? Zero. Now, Jesus does teach about the light and other aspects of grace. So why didn't Jesus teach specifically about grace? That's because it wasn't until during and after His time on earth that God's grace through Jesus came into being. This is why Jesus is described as the one who brings grace to the world. That's found in John chapter 1, verses 14 through 17. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him," meaning John the Baptist, "and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. And of His fullness we have all received, and grace for grace, for the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." It's further into the New Testament, starting with the book of Acts, where we receive a greater understanding of what grace is and what it means. Acts chapter 15, verse 11, tells how hope for our spiritual eternity comes through grace. Reading here, "But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved in the same manner as they." In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, Paul teaches us what we are to commit ourselves to when we're blessed by God's grace through Jesus. "But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than the all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me." Now, there are many who try to teach God's word as a way to financial riches. You've heard of it. That's called teaching the prosperity doctrine. And it's also incorrect. At the very least, sinful, certainly in its entirety. However, there are riches that come from Jesus through His grace, as we read in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace." Let's go back one verse in Ephesians to chapter 1, verse 6, which declares, "To the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved." Now, do you fully understand what that means? That means as God accepted Jesus by filling Him with His grace, God accepts us in that same way. When we receive grace, what does God expect of us? What's our mission? Staying in Ephesians, here's our mission statement from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 11 through 14. "In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. In Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory." It's the Holy Spirit who will keep you aware and guide you through what many dismiss as sensing something or, "Oh, I just had a hunch." Just as there are false teachers of God's word, there are people who falsely claim to be filled with grace. Jude chapter 1, verse 4 warns us about these immoral people. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation. Ungodly men turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. As I said earlier, your works will not bring you God's grace. So what will? I have the answer for you from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble.